Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Red Men Podcasts with today's bite-sized sampling of all the biggest news stories around the world of Liverpool Football Club. We're going to be discussing Artur Melo's future, a former Liverpool striker settling into a new home ahead of a massive game of football this weekend. Liverpool avoiding a potential hazardous slip. A former Liverpool youth player moving on to a new club, and the news around Liverpool's financial standing in the world of football right now. Let's start things then with Artur Melo. This is Anfield. I've picked up on this, and Artur could now end Liverpool loan deal early for a return to Brazil. Though there is no exit clause in Artur's loan deal at Liverpool, interest from Brazil could now see Juventus end his time at Anfield early. He joined the Reds at the end of the summer transfer window, as we well know, but he spent much of his time on Merseyside recovering from a long-term thigh injury. With a total of 13 minutes on the pitch so far, has led to questions over whether Liverpool could cut short his loan in January and pursue a new midfield target. But no clause was negotiated into their agreement with Juventus that would allow the club to terminate the deal mid-season. There was an interview with his agent, Federico Pastoreo, that confirmed this, that he would be staying for the remainder of the campaign. However, again, writes this is Anfield, Brazilian journalist Felipe Fascinani has now claimed that the 26-year-old could in fact leave as Palmeiras consider a permanent move. Speaking on his YouTube channel, he explained that his representatives are working on a return to Brazil, though a January deal could be very complicated. This is due to his high wages at Juventus, along with the Italian club's desire to keep him in Europe. Palmeiras are said to have dreamed of signing him, though they are also weighing up alternatives ahead of their 2023 season, which begins in April. A switch to the Brazilian champions may be more likely in the summer, but with Wout Weghorst's recent move to Man United, it shows that such a transfer is possible. That's an interesting one in terms of Artur Melo. Obviously, put a rather impassioned post out at New Year on his future and his season, the difficulties that he's faced. Liverpool could very much do with having, you know, top quality midfield talent, but there hasn't been an opportunity yet for him to shine. It felt at the time very much like a borderline panic buy, although it's hard to call someone who's in the top five most expensive midfielders of all time a panic buy genuinely, but it doesn't feel like there's any great word coming out of Liverpool that there's a long-term future at Artur. It did feel very much like it was a short-term solution to a problem that's not worked, rather than Liverpool genuinely feeling as though they've gotten their man. But obviously more on that as and when it transpires. Moving on then, a former Liverpool player is on the move. Danny Ings has left Aston Villa to sign for West Ham United. West Ham have agreed a deal for the striker for a £15 million transfer fee. Obviously not directly Liverpool related as such, but always interesting to see a former Liverpool player, and quite a well-liked one as well, move again. And just a little note of interest on this, of course, that it is West Ham versus Everton this weekend. Danny Ings is an absolutely stellar goal scorer, particularly against Everton Football Club. So when you're talking about two managers under duress in David Moyes and Frank Lampard, and of course with the Moyes connection there as well, a really interesting subplot developing this week with Liverpool kicking off early. There's one certainly to keep your eye on. There's just no way Danny Ings doesn't score in that game of football. Let's move on then. And here's another one actually from This Is Anfield, which is quite an interesting point, not so much a huge news point here, but an interesting insight here about the five yellow card rule. So obviously quite famously, it's certainly been talked about on social media a lot this week, that Casemiro will miss Man United's clash with Arsenal at the weekend because he picked up his fifth yellow card in the first half of the campaign, which means he's got a one-match ban, which has, of course, led to Mark Goldbridge having a fight with Piers Morgan on Twitter, which is good. Because he picked up his fifth Premier League yellow card, he has to sit at one game. What's happened is, of course, that you need to... That is wiped out after the midway point of the season. So Liverpool play their 19th league game on Saturday. However, no Liverpool players currently are on four yellow cards. So what that means is even if someone was on three, they would pick up their fourth and then they would surpass the midway season cut-off point for this. So they'd have to accrue another massive card. Now, there is a 10 yellow card rule, which still does lead to a ban. So there's a chance of a two-match suspension, a game written by the Stanfield. A two-match suspension later in the season with any player booked 10 times up to and including their club's 32nd league fixture, then forced to miss two games. Just an interesting little side note there is that Liverpool have played the disciplinary game quite well so far, meaning that, yes, there's no chance that that could happen. And it does make you wonder whether a little bit of the team selection against Wolves might have played a part, because obviously yellow cards are yellow cards, I believe. Just so we know this, as we head into the second half of the season, there's no one facing the imminence of a one-match ban. Right, okay. The other piece of transfer news, we saw Jake Kane taken to social media just to talk about how it had been his dream as a young player to come through the ranks for Liverpool and play in the Youth Cup win for the Reds. He's now found a new football club as he joins Swindon Town for an undisclosed fee, this via BBC Sport. Swindon Town have signed Liverpool midfielder Jake Kane on a 2.5-year deal for an undisclosed fee. The 21-year-old is Swindon's second January signing after Charlie Austin returned to the county ground. Wow. Wigan-born Kane signed professional forms for Liverpool in 2019 and made his first team debut in the Carabao Cup in February 2020.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
He says, this is a football team with a lot of talented young players. I've come here for regular first team football. Kane was named on the bench 13 times by Jurgen Klopp for the Reds first team and scored his first goal for the club against Tranmere in the EFL Trophy. He also played in League 2 for Newport County on loan. Swindon technical director Sandro Di Michele says he's a really talented footballer who's well suited to our style, possesses great vision and has an eye for a pass. All the best to Jake Kane and his future Liverpool career, of course, from all of us. Last and probably most importantly, certainly in terms of what the discourse has been like around Liverpool today, is the news that Liverpool have risen to third in the Deloitte Money League with revenues of €701.7 million, which is translated to $594.3 million, taking them ahead of Manchester United for the first time ever. Really interesting stuff, obviously, particularly online, where thirst for chat, negative chat around Liverpool's financial situation is as high as ever. And also because of Liverpool's current sale situation, lots and lots of chat around this. I really want to talk about this. I really genuinely do, because I think it's a fascinating situation. And it opens up a lot of, I think, misunderstanding around what this means. Now, just to clarify, this report in the Deloitte Money League, and they put graphics out there which relates to revenues from 2018 to 2022. And Liverpool are, yes, third in that. They are behind Real Madrid and Manchester City, which poses its own set of questions. But we can expand a little bit on this, because there is some nuance to that point. So skysports.com have Liverpool recorded revenues of 593.3 million in 2021-22, seeing them climb four places and overtaking Manchester United in the Deloitte Football Money League. Man City remain top with revenues of 619.1, and Leeds United and Newcastle United are new entries. 11 Premier League clubs are included in this list. So obviously the Manchester City and Manchester United have been really interesting in this one. Liverpool are the biggest movers, thanks to a revenue increase of almost 22% from 487.4 million in 2020/21 to the 594.3 million in 21/22. Liverpool's rise down to additional broadcast revenue generated by their run to the 2022 Champions League final, and a particularly significant increase in match day revenue, which, although it's not mentioned, will also be centred around going to the final of every competition that they entered into, which meant they played every possible game they could, which means there were more games played at Anfield, which means there were more opportunities to generate match day revenue, which is a good thing. Arsenal, who were 10th, became the first new club to enter the Deloitte Money League's top 10 since 2018-19, rising from 11th thanks to a revenue increase of 13%. They remain behind Chelsea, 8th, and Tottenham, 9th. Leeds are 18th, and Newcastle United are 20th out of that. West Ham, funnily enough, are 15th in that. Their year-on-year revenue increase of 30% from 196.1 in 2020 to 2021 to 251. Anyway, it's all numbers. But what we're seeing, I've seen a lot of this last couple of days before we head to sort of wrap up on this, is people misunderstanding what revenue is, and how revenue, for clarity, is all the money that you bring in. It is not profit. That is not to say that Liverpool haven't made profits, but that is not what this tells us. There is more to come in Liverpool's accounts, of course, which will give a clearer picture of where Liverpool are. But obviously, in a situation where people are questioning how much money the FSG invest into the football club, it is interesting to see Liverpool are maximising their revenues better than the vast majority of football clubs on the planet. However, it still leaves them behind Real Madrid and Manchester City, which in itself should tell a little bit of a story. So just for completeness sake, number one, Manchester City, number two, Real Madrid, number three, Liverpool, four, Manchester United, five, Paris Saint-Germain, six, Bayern Munich, seven, Barcelona, eight, Chelsea, nine, Spurs, 10, Arsenal, and Juventus follow them up in 11th, Atletico Madrid, Dortmund, and so on and so forth. Interesting that the clubs that are around Liverpool are clubs that either are not necessarily run financially brilliantly, in the instances of Manchester United, but also you're talking about two state-funded sides there in Manchester City and Paris Saint-Germain, and Real Madrid, who are effectively a state-run side in their own unique way. For me, anyway, it's a note of very much encouragement, and also might indicate one of the reasons why Liverpool are up for sale, because when revenues are at that level, do the current ownership group feel that they've maximised what they're able to get out of the club? I mean, bearing in mind that Liverpool got to the final of every competition that season, had they won the Premier League and the Champions League, there's a chance that would have been fractionally more, and maybe that would have been enough to haul in Real Madrid. They're about 12 million in revenue behind Real Madrid in that, so that's entirely possible. But there's some 29 million behind Manchester City. Yeah, and it tells you a little bit about the how unlevel the playing field is take from that what you will, of course. But yeah, that is the very much the reality of where Liverpool are at. But interesting stuff nonetheless. But yes, not that Liverpool are the third most profitable club in football, but they are making the third most money. And when you look at things like the wages and what have you, that is where you start to see where Liverpool's money is being broken down. And there is an important graphic, actually. DM Lynch, David Lynch on Twitter has retweeted the graphic, but it shows you a little bit of how Liverpool's revenue is broken down, and there is a significant amount of money being spent on Liverpool's wages. Obviously, new contracts for the likes of Trent Alexander-Arnold, Alisson Becker, Fabinho, Jordan Henderson, and of course Mohamed Salah will contribute to that as well. That is it for the Redmen Bite Size podcast for today. We'll be discussing more of these things over on Redmen Plus this week. We have got a whole host of amazing shows for you, which if you are interested in podcast only and you want to get our Redmen Plus podcast, you can subscribe specifically through Spotify if you wish. Just type in Redmen Plus podcast in there and subscribe through there. If you want the full hit, go to redmenplus.com. But we've got Danny Miller doing his Liverpool Dream Team from Wednesday. We did the Originals podcast. So the Redmen Originals are Liverpool-centric chat podcast with myself, Chris Page, XD Hall, and Chloe Bloxham. And Podcast Extra, which is the X-rated uncensored version of that, where we talked about Gary Lineker listening to screaming orgasm noises. Thursday, and it's about to be recorded outside of this room right now, Chris and Josh, who's at Distance Covered, take a look at Harvey Elliott and the conundrum that Klopp faces with him on the deep dive. We've got Jano Insight on Friday, and the watch long returns to YouTube for the Chelsea game on Saturday. So lots of free content on podcasting services and on YouTube. But if you want the full hit, if you want extra podcasts, extra insights from journalists and from experts on a whole host of topics around Liverpool Football Club, and just general more chat to get you through tough times, then do consider subscribing to redmenplus.com. anyway, that's me, Paul Machin. Have a wonderful afternoon. We'll see you all soon.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love, and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.